Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's pretty much impossible these days to find a line of work that technology is not changing. That includes medicine. Some experts are going so far as to predict that technology will actually replace certain doctor specialties. Here's what prominent computer scientist Jeff Hinton said at a conference in Toronto last year.
I think if you work as a radiologist, you're like the coyote that's already over the edge of the cliff, but hasn't yet looked down, so doesn't realize there's no ground underneath him. People should stop training radiologists now. It's just completely obvious that within 5 years, deep learning is going to do better than radiologists because it's going to be able to get a lot more experience.
To better understand just how much change is in store, we spoke with Dr. Mark Mikulski, Executive Director of the Center for Data Science at Mass General and Brigham and Women's Hospitals. He is a radiologist who's working to develop the kind of groundbreaking technology, deep learning, that Hinton is referring to. We asked him what he thinks about Hinton's prediction.
I really wish the technology were there. And as a radiologist, I can tell you that nothing would make me more excited than having a technology that took a lot of the work that we do off our plates. The technology really does some things pretty phenomenally, but there are some places where the technology really needs a lot more development. And I think we may be predicting the demise of the physician and the radiologist and the pathologists a little too early.
So you then disagree with his assessment that within 5 or 10 years, a little later he backed off and said 10 years, radiologists won't be needed.
Predicting the progression of a technology moving this quickly is difficult. So what I'd say is that a radiologist today or a pathologist today, their practice will look different. Just to give you a sense of what a radiologist does with a lot of his or her day is they look at scans, they characterize findings, they report those findings, and then they consult with other physicians. The finding and characterizing features within the image, some of that work can be supplemented with machine learning. That means that we can spend much more of our time interfacing like we used to do as physicians with our patients. What it doesn't do very well yet is think abstractly. It doesn't find ways to connect bits of information from across the healthcare system in a way that generates a complete view of a patient. And so what I think the future looks like is not artificial intelligence versus doctors. I think the future looks like artificial intelligence with doctors makes patient care better.
Do you worry that there's going to be less of a patient-doctor relationship because of advances in AI?
No, actually, I hope that there's more. The reason I say that is because right now, one of the things that doctors suffer from is a deluge of data. It requires them to process in real time while they're actually talking with the patient. And artificial intelligence is one of those technologies that allows physicians to focus on the most important aspects of this boatload of data that they currently have to process.
Do you think the number of radiologists will drop as a result of this? Will there be jobs lost?
I think it's a little hard to predict what's going to happen in the healthcare workforce. Right now, there's a shortage of healthcare practitioners as our population ages, but it's a little hard to predict what's going to happen in, say, 10 plus years.
Dr. Mikulski, thanks a lot for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Dr. Mark Mikulski is Executive Director of the Center for Data Science at Mass General and Brigham and Women's Hospitals.